Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-1 draw at home to Barry. Andy, how on earth have we not won that game?
Yeah, you know, football doesn't matter what level, Nick, whether you're playing on a Sunday morning in a park game or you're playing at the very top. You know, you live and die by your finishing. And, you know, last week we were very clinical, probably maybe 5-6 good chances last, and we've scored 4 of them. You know, this week we've had 8, 9, 10 chances, and, you know, we've scored 1, and they've had 1 shot on goal and scored, you know, and that's a little bit reflective of us against Barry this year. You know, we've dominated them here in the first game, and again, it was exactly the same. Ended up drawing 2-2, and then you had the game away, which was on television, 1-1, and how we haven't won that one as well. So, you know, on the positive side, you know, we're playing against a really good team. We're strong and organised and can adapt their game to different ways of playing, and we're still managing to dominate them. And, you know, the negative is we've just got to be sharper in that final third and not be so wasteful. You know, we come in after the game and George Horan's really disappointed because he's missed a chance. And I'm saying to my strikers, are you lot disappointed? Are you disappointed that you've missed opportunities? Because I can see George with his head in his hands because he knows you just scored a goal. Or do you just think another one's going to come along again in 2 or 3 minutes? It might do, but you must feel disappointed and push yourself harder and be a little bit more clinical in those areas because they might not come along. Do you know what? And yes, as you said, Nick, we were so wasteful at times today. And I just felt if we get, you know, you feel as though you get the second goal, it's going to be a 3 or a 4-0. But you feel at 1-0, do you know, anything can happen. And it did. You know, there's a couple of poor decisions again. People have gone short when they shouldn't have gone. People have ran off people. And you know, we've been punished. But, you know, give credit to Barry because, you know, they've had to hang on by their fingernails right till the very death and out of the game. And then, you know, they found a way to get back into it. But, you know, rather than that being them, that's down to our incredibly wasteful finishing today. The heat was very exhausting. You know, the first game that's in that kind of heat of a season is always very difficult. But, you know, if you look at the game last night, we look at the plan that we went in with, and, you know, if any game of football, Nick, you can dominate and create as many chances as what we did, you take that in any game this season. Do you know, when 9 out of 10, you would win them. But that 1 out of 10 was today, and fair play to Barry.
Whilst it would have taken an unrealistic goal difference swing for Barry to have overtaken us in the league, we've now officially secured second place on Iron Brew football again for next season, obviously.
Yeah, and that's really pleasing. Do you know, like I said last week at Bala, you know, we've rewrote the history books. So, do you know, somebody's going to have to get a pen and be writing this down like week on week because we've rewritten the history books again at this club this week. And it's an absolutely astonishing achievement this year, what we've done and how far we've come. You know, people will say that we're full-time. Do you know, half the team out there tonight was part-time. Half our squad is part-time, you know. And will we ever be able to elevate to a full-time outfit? I doubt it very much, such as the gap between full-time and part-time, you know, trying to get that balance right. And so, you know, for what we've done this season, you know, to challenge on so many fronts and only have, you know, half your team are a full-time outfit is absolutely remarkable. And you know, there's tired bodies now and tired minds, and, you know, we've, like you say, we've cemented that second place. We're in the Iron Brew. We're in the cup final. You know, we need to just dust ourselves down now over the next sort of 10, 12 days and gradually lead into the cup final, which is the huge game left. You know, we've got to go and deal with TNS next week. But, you know, the big game is the cup game, and that's the one that we'll be focusing on. And that's the one that when it comes, we'll be ready for.